Well, if you've been listening to Robin Hood Radio over the past month or so, we have been extolling the terrific things that are happening right across the border in Armenia, New York. Armenia has always been known for horse farms and farms. Now they're just horse farms. But a resurgence started in Armenia, I'll say a couple of years ago, three or four years ago. Four brothers put in their drive-in theater, and it became a kind of destination. And from then, when you look before the pandemic, two or three years ago, and you look to now, the hamlet of Armenia is more than horse farms and rolling hills. It's got a lot of great new shops, restaurants, and businesses, and one of those is Rivertown Trade in Armenia. And with us on the telephone right now, we have Sam Gold, the founder of Rivertown Trade. Sam, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, you're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. Thank you for inviting me to join you.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about you, for instance, for people that get a little background on what you have done in retail, in marketing over the years.
Let's step back. In 1995 is when I first entered the retail world. I met this gentleman named Ian Schrager, and we started collaborating between his hotels and retail, and we had expanded the portfolio to about eight properties within the Ian Schrager Hotel Group. I was the retail person who had the exclusive to the Ian Schrager Hotels for many years. I would say 12, 13 years. So that took us into the mid-2000s. 2006. And then I got involved with the Mandarin Oriental Hotel, and I did exclusive retail on three of their properties, particularly the ones they opened in the United States. And then I got to the point where I thought I had enough. I did everything I wanted to accomplish, and I sold the business, and I retired in 2007,
and that's
where I have been.
And what, was it the pandemic?
Yes, go ahead.
Was it the pandemic that brought you out of the retirement?
Yes, I was retired for about 10 years, 12 years. I was a stay-at-home parent in between 2008 and 2020. And then when I moved to Cold Spring, New York, where I live now, I knew a guy who owned a building in on Main Street in Cold Spring, and him and I were talking, and we were in the throes of the pandemic. This was the spring of 2020, and he said, "Look, why don't you take some space that I have available?" And I said, "Sure," and I did. And I came up with the COVID-19 collection of merchandise, which did really, really well. And then I got the I got that creative juice going again. I had no expectations. I just thought, let me try this and try to bring some humor into a real dark period. And it worked. I think it worked. People got a very positive reaction from that whole collection of COVID-19, which is a cleverly amusing take on the Chanel 19. And I pieced that together, and I came up with something that brought smiles to people's faces and something that they took away with them to remember. This period, and I thought that was gratifying for me, and it was just a pop up really from July until the end of the year, which I closed in January of this year, and then I was deciding what to do next.
Now, how did you find Armenia?
Well. It just fell in my lap. I was looking at a space in Millbrook in early spring, and I thought I had a space, but it's same, just didn't work out between me and the landlord. And then I met Daniel Adams, whose sister is Alicia Adams, the alpaca shop on Franklin Avenue. And he said that Daniel Hanoi just opened up in Armenia. And I knew Darren. And he said, you should look at Armenia and as an option for you. So I did. I took a ride over to Armenia. I met with the Stephanopoulos brothers, who owned the building across from the drive-in. And we worked out a deal. And we came to an agreement for another 6 months. It's like a pop-up. And I just thought that Armenia was a blank canvas in terms of retail. And I knew that between Tent on one end of the block and me on the other end of the block, we complement each other. And we're very, I thought we were good high-end retail bookends in Armenia, and to grow into a retail destination like Milliken has become over the last couple of years. So that's how I came up with Armenia. You know, it's risky. You know, you take a chance, but that's what you do.
Yeah.
You know, and in retail, I just thought this was a good time to come out and open up a new shop. You know, people became going out and socializing, and it was almost like a it was an inspirational decision for me in terms of opening up this shop at this time. And hoping that I can bring something into the town that was missing and that people would appreciate. And I'm a disruptor by nature anyway.
Well, you know, what's been going on, though, in Armenia is great. We're speaking once again right now here on Robin Hood Radio with Sam Gold. He's the founder of Rivertown Trade, which is right there in Armenia, New York.
We're juggling the schedule a little bit. Right now we're closed Mondays and Tuesdays, and we're open Wednesday through Sunday, 11 to 7.
All right, Wednesday through Sunday, 11 to 7. Now, say, when people stop by and take a look at the shop, what are they likely to see when they walk in and then they view what's in the shop?
Well, I think it's the whole vibe. As soon as they walk in, the whole tone of the shop is set in terms of the color scheme. The walls have been painted exclusively in a Rivertown Trade color. Very soothing and inviting, and the music that I have picked is very eclectic and upbeat, and so it creates an immediate vibe, and I think it's something clicks in people, and they like being there, and they like discussing things and socializing and talking about their life. It almost becomes, like I said, an inspirational environment. And we always talk about the pandemic, and it always leads back to the pandemic and what you were doing and what brings you to Armenia and, you know, that part of Litchfield, Connecticut, and the lower Berkshires. And then, you know, almost the retail aspect is forgotten. And then it becomes the journey continues into the shop and the products. And it's just, it's just like a feeling of a journey going into somebody's home and feeling at home and, friendly. It's a very friendly environment, and I try to stock a lot of local artisans to help them get their name out and their product. And I like to support the local artists in terms of exposing them and their products to a far reach than they would have normally had.
We are speaking with Sam Gold, founder of Rivertown Trade and Armenia. And you know, Sam, you bring up something that I've been in radio now for 50 years, and my first job in radio, I had a 35-year-old general manager that looked at me and said, now you have to understand something here. You're here as a broadcaster, but everything matters, from the paint on the front door to the shingles on the side to what we do inside. And it sounds to me you have that same philosophy, that when you walk into Rivertown Trade, it's not just walking into a store, it's walking into an environment.
Yes, absolutely. You want to create a fantasy almost. I feel like if you walk into those doors, you walk into not an illusion, but into an area where you feel safe. You know, the outside world is kind of hectic now, in dealing with everyday issues. But when you come into the shop, I like to keep that at the door and just have fun and just, you know, feel a sense of safety and security. And there's no obligation to buy anything. It's just a place where people gather and talk and just have intelligent conversations, where people come in and they see, they meet old friends and or the people they haven't seen in a long time, and all of a sudden they come into the shop and they see somebody they haven't seen in 18 months.
You know, it's great because it's the excitement of exploring, also finding something new and different, and then spreading the word on that. That's what I really like about your whole idea.
And that's what it's all about. You know, you try to have products that you cannot find with a click on your mouse, and it's all one-offs designed exclusively for the shop. So I want people to feel like they got something special when they buy something at Rivertown Trade, and they come back, and people refer their friends to come into the shop, and I hear that all the time. People are telling us, Sharon told us to come in, or Sandy told us to come in, and it's great. We love it here, and it's great for the town. This is just what Armenia needs. It's as part of the revitalization of the downtown area. And I see it. You know, I see the new retailers coming in, and it's a slow process. But I also know from the locals don't like progress. They like the way to keep things the way it's been for 30, 40 years. But you have to move on.
Absolutely. Well, once again, Rivertown Trade is located right there, basically almost in the center of Armenia on Route 343. You can find them on Instagram, Rivertown Trade Shop, and also on Facebook. But I think that if you haven't been there yet, a nice stop in there and explore and expand your views a little bit. And are you there all the time, or are you only there part of the time, Sam?
I'm there 90% of the time. I'm there every single day. And I do have help coming in to relieve me, but for the most part, I am the person that you see and greet at the door.
Well, once again,
and I like to keep it personalized.
Welcome to Armenia. Welcome to the tri-state region, which not only includes Armenia, but as you said, from Millbrook over to Sharon, Lakeville, Salisbury, Great Barrington, Sheffield, and down Route 22 towards Dover. It's a very exciting area to be in right now. And once again, you're one of the part of the new really opening of new shops and restaurants in Armenia. And welcome to the area, and much success in the future.
Yes, and you know, my idea is to have a long-lasting impact in the downtown area. That is my goal, and I hope other people come along for the ride, and we redefine Armenia in a good way.
Absolutely. Sam, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us.
You're quite welcome.